Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, listeners of Illusionoid. Illusionites? Illusioneers? Anyway, this is Nug Nargang letting you know that today's podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is on a mission to bring cooking back into our lives with real whole ingredients that are healthier and that we can feel good about. They do all the shopping, all the planning, and deliver step-by-step recipes and their ingredients so we can relax and enjoy all there is to love about cooking. Maybe some of you lean on takeout or packaged foods, and this is for a bunch of reasons. Because there's no time for a home-cooked meal, or because you don't have a car to get to the grocery store, or maybe you don't know how to cook at all. Ugh. Well, HelloFresh gives you everything you need, plus the easy-to-follow instructions to make a fast and healthy meal yourself with fresh, locally sourced ingredients. They plan, they shop, you just have to cook. This past holiday season, I got a week of HelloFresh for my girlfriend and I to try. We're both really busy. We rarely have time for a decent dinner. So I wanted to give this a shot. We got to pick three meals for the week, and we had the ingredients delivered, and we cooked together. We had shrimp and farro salad and a feta stuffed chicken, but my favorites were the chimichurri burgers with the coleslaw. Man, they were good. And we made them in no time. Plus, they sent the exact amount of ingredients, so there was no food waste, and even the packaging was fully recyclable. It was really cool. If this sounds like something you'd like to try, great news, you can. Go to HelloFresh.ca and use the code Illusionoid50 to get 50% off your first box. That's half off a box of three ready-to-cook meals delivered right to your door with the code Illusionoid50. So say hello to HelloFresh today, and say hello to the latest episode of Illusionoid right now.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh, it's a great time, people of the past. I'm BitTorrenting TV shows from thousands of years ago. Just tell me this. Is Higgins Robin Masters, or is he TC? In your future, technology will open up new possibilities, new dimensions, and new areas of discovery. But as each door opens, so another closes to your sanity.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tony, I haven't seen you around here for years.
Well, hey there, if it isn't Jim McAllister.
Jim McAllister, that's right.
Yeah.
You were banned from the university. You weren't allowed to come back on these grounds. What are you doing here?
You know, it wasn't so much of a ban as it was just a mutual agreement to never come back.
I remember reading about it in the newspaper. The deans got together and said that you weren't allowed to come back here.
Yeah, you know, I mean, people say a lot of things, and deans make a lot of bold calls and decisions.
Did somebody say Dean?
Tony. Dean Forrester. It's Tony. I just ran into him over by the courtyard.
Yeah, I was just passing by, and I realized I left a hat here, 17 years ago.
Tony, you know that the deans of this university all got together with me, head dean.
Dean Forrester.
And we decided that you should not be allowed back on campus.
Well, first of all, I gotta get my hat. But the other thing...
We will send you your hat.
All right.
And that was like one of those poor boy caps, too, wasn't it? Those aren't even in fashion anymore. Tony, come clean. You're not here for your cap, are you, Dean?
Tony!
All right. I'm here to finish my experiment. Finish what I started for the good of this university and for the good of the world.
Tony, your experiments have been packed up and put away in storage. In boxes marked, never open these boxes.
Well, that's short-sighted, Dean. And can I call you by your first name? I don't have to address you by your title, do I?
No, Dean? You can call me by my first name.
Okay, Dean. Thank you. I just want to say, dimensional transcendence...
Okay. Oh, here we go.
No, dimensional transcendence...
Rockpot series.
...is a useful and possible discovery that I think could benefit a lot of people.
Well, just let me say here for a second. It's Jim, right?
Yeah, you're Jim.
Yes, exactly. Now, ever since you left here 17 years ago, there's been some strange things that have been happening. And in fact, Dean, I know this was completely banned and absolutely off limits, but
we're not even allowed to talk about it.
I know, but I went down to the archives and
I
pulled out a couple of Tony's boxes.
What?
I did. I pulled out a couple of Tony's boxes.
How did it look? Was it still working?
Well, he didn't open them because the boxes are marked, never open these boxes.
Could you hear the whirring inside?
I could hear the whirring inside. In fact, I took one of those boxes and I put it under my desk. I did.
How do you like that, Dean?
As long as he didn't open it, I have no problem.
I didn't open it. It did not have an X-Acto knife or any other kind of sharp implement, not even scissors. Since you banned those too, you...
Crackpot? Who's the crackpot now? You are
in your crazy experiments. Go on.
Every single sharp object on this campus has been sequestered and put away. No boxes can be opened because we can't open them. My fingernails are just... They're nubs. I've been clawing at this box for 17 years.
His whole fingers are nubs. Look at those bloody nubs.
Look at this. The first phalange of each hand. All the fingers are gone.
They're really? Worn down like lead pencils.
I've only got one knuckle instead of two.
You really couldn't get through cardboard?
Well, it's dry cardboard.
It's very dry. You keep the humidity on this campus so low, my nasal cavities are just, they're bleeding every single day. Look, can we get back to the subject at hand here?
I want to open those boxes. I want to continue my important work of dimensional transcendence.
Tony, before you even think about doing that, you're going to need a hot coffee and a shave. You look like crap.
Yeah, well, I've been living on the streets.
Oh, what street?
Mulberry Street.
Not the worst street in the world. There's a bar.
Yeah,
almost all barbers probably could have gotten a haircut and a shave. I mean, it's pretty much barber's row.
Those barbers are complete and total jackasses, all right?
All right.
Well, I can see what's happened to you, Tony. Since you've been away, you've become a sociopath.
I think he's become a barber snob.
I'll tell you what I've become.
Tell us. You've got our attention. Tell us, what have you become, Tony?
Almost invisible, gentlemen.
What?
Come again?
Watch this.
Tony!
Good God, Tony!
Where did you go?
I'm right in front of you.
Tony? What?
Let me turn to my side.
Oh my God!
Good Lord, Tony, you're two-dimensional.
You've become two-dimensional, Tony. How's this even possible?
Paper thin!
Oh my God, he's back.
That's right. I took one of those boxes with me.
What? You didn't open it.
I couldn't open it.
Good.
There were no scissors, so I went and saw one of the barbers.
No.
You know what they got? You know what barbers got?
Barbicide?
Barbicide?
Hair dryers?
Hair dryers?
Towels?
Some brooms, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those smocks that they tie around your neck.
Straps to sharpen a razor. Razors? There's another thing they have.
What else do they have back there? They got those things that go over your head when you're getting like a permanent.
Yeah.
They have those things.
A sink with a big divot in it
for your neck to go in there. Yeah. Dirty magazines.
A bell.
They got those.
A bell at the desk.
Yeah, I like those.
To let you know, ding ding, I'd like a haircut.
Yes, exactly. They got those short sleeved that look like medical smocks that they wear.
They got racist opinions.
Oh yes, seriously racist.
If depending on the barber, it's full of black people on Friday.
Yeah, that's true. What else have they got, Tony?
Scissors!
Gah! Dean, they have scissors.
So I opened the box.
You opened the box.
And I tried that thing on myself. I remember it like it was yesterday.
You want the front of your hair cleaned up?
Now, how about a shave?
Why don't we cut your beard?
Yeah, I could use a shave, but I don't have a lot of time. If you could just do a little trim on the top and the bottom and the front and the sides.
All right.
And, you don't have a second set of scissors, do you?
Oh, it's a barbershop. Of course we have scissors.
Oh, we got all kinds of scissors.
Lots of scissors.
We got scissors with a little thing for your pinky.
Yeah, I've got pinking shears to make a zigzag cut.
Yeah, I've got scissors with plastic black handles.
I got a curved set of scissors that only cuts on a right-handed curve and a set with a left-handed curve.
I've got scissors that are pointy on top, and I've got safety scissors that are round on top.
I've got scissors that left-handed people use in kindergarten that don't cut a thing.
I've got scissors that aren't even scissors. They're two pieces that you just hold next to each other and then you try to make them work.
I've got an album by the Scissor Sisters.
I got scissors as scissors. You ever heard of those?
What do you want, Tony?
We got all kinds.
Anyone will do, really.
Oh, take these then.
Okay. Oh, the pair that isn't even scissors. Thank you. It's the two pieces that you hold next to each other. Okay, I'll use this one. So if you guys just want to just get going,
Tony, can we ask you a question?
Yes.
We're allowed to ask you a question, Tony?
Well, as long as it's not a racist comment.
Oh.
Okay, ask your question.
Well, how many black people do you think get their haircut here?
Well, I don't know. What day is it?
Friday.
Well... I'm not in here a lot, but I guess I'd guess a lot.
You're right.
All right, here's my
questions.
I got one more question for you, Tony. What on earth do you want those scissors for?
Well, I got this box here.
Oh, a box.
It hums, but it says right on the box, never open this box.
Stamped right on the side.
What if I told you I had a machine in here of my own invention?
Well, I'd like to see that, but of course you can't open the box.
No, it's not allowed. It's under order from Dean Forrester not to open that box.
You guys just take orders from anyone you get, any order you read?
Especially when it's written on a box, Tony.
Okay, all right, well, why don't you just cut my hair and do your job?
Tony, that's not the kind of talk we like here.
You cut your hair! You cut your own hair.
He's giving us a direct order.
That's right. It's an order.
Right, I'm going to start cutting my own hair.
You know, it's the one thing a barber can't do is refuse a direct order from a customer.
A lot of people don't know that.
The barber's lying. They're actually scissors. They all said I was crazy. They said I was dangerous. And they also said I was pretty unpleasant to be around. Well, I'll show them. I'll show them who's around. I'm opening this box.
Tony, what's happening?
Don't put that thing on, Tony.
I'm putting it on my head.
Well, Tony, you'll wreck your fresh haircut.
Wow, it's too late for that. No one's gonna see this haircut ever again.
Where did he go?
Who will pay for that haircut?
I thought I'd passed into another dimension. Instead, I just lost a dimension.
You lost a dimension?
Now I'm two-dimensional.
Tony, I don't understand. Why would you do such a thing to yourself? Well, you knew what would happen.
Obviously, I didn't know what would happen.
But you wrote all those papers.
Transcendental transcendence, right?
Yeah. Dimensional transcendence.
Dimensional transcendence.
You go beyond the third dimension, but you thought you'd reach the fourth dimension. Instead, you went backwards.
Dimensional regression.
Dimensional regression.
Regressional dimension. Really not paying attention.
So hold on a second. I've got another box underneath my desk.
Don't open that box!
That's what I want to find out. Do they all do this?
Each box takes away a dimension. Is that what I'm led to believe here? So if you get this box that I have and open that up, you can become
one-dimensional.
Well, you kind of already are.
Okay, that's uncalled for.
Yeah. Personality-wise, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I understand.
But what if What if that box has something in it that does something else? He was talking about dimensional transcendence. What if you get to the fourth, fifth, or even, dare I say, sixth dimension?
Now, I've only heard the theories. In fact, I've postulated a couple of them myself. But the fifth and sixth dimensions are populated exclusively by midgets.
Exactly.
You can't open up the doorway to that fifth or sixth dimension, Tony.
I've got to see it for myself!
What box are these? You have several boxes.
Yeah, I got several boxes and several helmets. All of which, you know, I never make an invention the same way twice.
Well, it sounds like you make a lot of helmets, Tony.
Yeah, I make a lot of helmets. And I add a little imperfection to the design code. You know, so you don't know what it's gonna do.
You're a mad genius, Tony.
Add imperfections? Doesn't that mean it's not going to work?
It just means it gives you a little bit of surprise and je ne sais quoi.
Genius is half mad, half brilliant. And you're exactly that, Tony. Half mad, half brilliant. I can't decide which half I like better. But I want to open that box.
This university will have nothing to do with this box opening.
Dean?
Take the boxes off campus.
Dean, I hate to do this, but I'm putting a zip tie around your hand.
My hands! They've been zip tied!
That's right. That's right. You banned the scissors, but you never banned the zip ties.
How will I get out of these without scissors?
Exactly. Exactly. Back to my office, everyone, including you, Dean.
I want nothing to do with this.
You're gonna want everything to do with this.
I want nothing.
Wow, you've got a really nice office in the last 17 years.
Not bad, huh? Not bad.
I like the panels.
Pretty sweet digs.
I like the pictures of you.
Ah, yeah, you know, I dabble in photography.
Are there any pictures of you that aren't nudes on this wall?
Just the one.
You mind if I keep looking at the floor so I don't have to look at that picture?
Hey, come on, the human body's a beautiful thing.
Well, it's all relative.
Some are.
Hey, come on now.
Can't we find the box that would give him his third dimension back?
Well, that may be what's in this box. Here, move my desk. Help me. Grab a side of it.
I can't. My hands are zip tied.
Push it, then.
Can't we just pull the box out from under the desk?
Can't we just... Here. Why don't we do both?
All right, pull out the chair at least.
Okay, I got that.
All right.
Great.
Grab this box.
Okay. I'll push the desk a little bit.
Look at this thing, covered in mildew, even though it's so dry in here. Whatever's inside here is moist, I can tell you that much.
Do you remember making a moist helmet?
Of course. It was my favorite one. I never got to wear it.
The helmet of moisture.
Well, what dimension could that be?
What's the moistest dimension, gentlemen? Use your heads.
Oh. Dimension number 9.
Dimension 9.
Here, look through my work here. Look, dimension 9. I wrote this essay on dimension 9 back in...
It's a liquid dimension.
It's a liquid dimension comprised entirely of liquid.
That's probably why they call it the liquid dimension.
Imagine, total immersion in a liquid dimension.
It's kind of a paradise, if you think about it.
How will we breathe?
Snorkels.
Of course.
Well, what if the snorkel goes above the plane of water so you can reach the air, but if the entire dimension is liquid, there's no air.
You know...
Dean, you yourself wrote a paper on infinite snorkels!
You know what I call you instead of Dean Forrester? Dean Buzzkill.
I'm tied up!
Sure you are. You're tied up in more ways than one. You're emotionally tied up, Dean.
What?
Yes, yes, you sob over there. And look at this picture while you're at it.
No!
This will give you something to shoot for.
No, please.
All right.
All right.
Here's that box.
And here's these scissors.
And here's my zip tie. Why don't we cut those off?
Let's get the box first.
Here we go. All right. Gentlemen, Dean, Tony.
Everybody.
Would you like to do the honors, Tony?
17 years ago, I made a helmet with nothing more than some moisture.
It's like the Gettysburg Good Dress over
here. Open the box.
God's sakes. Just open the
some
box.
Controls.
Okay.
We get it. You're...
Some binary codes.
Binary code.
I'm going to start listing the code.
And also a leftover helmet that I already had.
Half mad, half brilliant.
I give you
110-1-0-1-0-0
helmet number 9.
Oh, look at it.
It looks like a motorcycle helmet with a dial on the front.
Yeah, that's what it is. Also with some binary code.
And there's a wiring harness coming out the back of it there.
That's it.
It looks like something a 5-year-old would make to play superhero.
Oh, yeah? There's a 5-year-old attached mini reactors to the back of his helmet?
Some of them, yes.
All right, then this is exactly what a 5-year-old's helmet might look like.
You're right. Look at that thing. And on each of the wires that come out the back, at the end of each one, is a syringe.
Mm-hmm. Plugs into your neck.
Good God.
Tony, you're a fool.
A fool, is he?
How will you ever wear this helmet when your head only has two dimensions? You'll never experience this helmet.
Well, then maybe you will, Dean!
No! On goes the helmet!
Turn it on! Turn it on, Jim McAllister!
You want me to turn it on?
Not while my hands are zip-tied!
Dean, this has been coming for a long time.
What? What did I do?
You're a hard ass. We hate you around here on the university, always shutting down experiments and banning scientists.
You should have said something, I would have changed.
You're innovation's worst enemy.
But no, I make all sorts of things.
Sure you do.
Yeah?
You make misery.
Oh, please don't turn it on.
Set it to 9.
No!
Turning the dial? Gone. Completely submerged in the 9th dimension.
Just floating with all those midgets.
Yes. Look at him. Is that a smile on his face?
I think so. They say that euphoria comes right before drowning.
Wow, I wish I knew what was going through his mind right now.
Oh, this is so scary, this 9th dimension. I have to register fear so they know how horrible it is. There's nothing but liquid and midgets, and I can't barely breathe. If I show them how scared I am, maybe they'll turn off the helmet. Oh, God.
Buddy, us midgets are getting a little tired of your complaining.
Yeah, why don't you shut it up?
Okay. Can you untie my zip tie?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh.
No, you banned scissors, remember? All the way through to the 9th dimension.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, it looks like he's having a good time.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
Benefiting humanity. That's what Tony Reynolds is doing.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, how many of these boxes did you make anyway?
Well, 14 for each dimension.
14.
I'm wearing helmet number 2. He's got helmet number 9.
So that leaves 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 10, 11, 12, and 14.
14 was incomplete. Didn't quite finish it before Jerkwad forced me out of the university 17 years ago.
Well, with what I know about dimensional transcendence, and what you know
about being a two-dimensional flat man,
maybe we can complete that 14th helmet.
Yeah.
See where it takes us.
We're together. Make a regular head-size helmet for you. And just a really paper-thin one for me.
Yeah.
Attach them with a fiber-optic cable, hook up a couple mini-reactors, glue a dial on there.
Some syringes.
Syringe for your neck.
Of course.
Boom! We're finished.
Look at that thing. It seems to pulse and glow with a life of its own.
Are you ready to know the unknowable?
Can I even answer that question?
No.
I can't.
That means we're ready.
Yes.
Hey, listen, man.
It's Jim.
Hey, listen, Jim.
Yeah, Tony.
It's Tony, right?
Yeah, of course it is.
I just want to thank you for helping me out. Bringing me back here.
There's one thing I can't stand, and that's someone who tries to stop scientists from doing the work they need to do to better humanity, even if that betterment of humanity turns out to be the worst thing possible.
Let's put these things on.
All right. One leg at a time. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
That was my leg going in.
Okay.
To the helmet.
Yeah, weird feeling, putting a helmet on from the bottom up.
Yeah. Something's happening. Something's happening, Tony.
I feel like as my feet pass through the helmet and move it up my body, I feel strange in my extremities.
Tony?
Jim? Are you there?
Am I there?
Welcome, fellas. Who needs a haircut?
Second Dimension of Madness, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Tony Reynolds and Midget One, Lee Smart as Jim McAllister, Barber One, and Midget B, and Nug Nargang as Dean Forrester and Barber B, recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right. The official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page.
You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.